Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
At this very moment, there is a Sri Lankan woman hunched over her sewing machine, at a factory in the north part of this island. Her parched fingers are feeding with colored cotton threads. A woman who once wrote in the heat of night, in delicate calligraphy amid the faint echo of exploding mortar shells and gunfire, serene poems in Tamil. At this very moment, there is a dishwasher waiting to cross the corner of Laval Street and Square Saint-Louis, observing the silhouette of Emile Nelligan, trying not to fall asleep after one long midnight shift. On his way to his bunk in a rooming house, he is repeating in a whisper, C'est ma touché l'azur sur des mers inconnues. He who came from the South Seas, with dreams of writing poems in a quiet corner at home. He who was for a moment the Emile Nelligan of his town, Zamboanga, Philippines, that first time he fell for a girl. At this very moment, a man born in Cotonou from parents that came from Marrakech is reading again the letter sent from a publisher.
Votre roman est beau. Malheureusement, le manque de fonds de subvention nous empêche de publier votre texte.
Votre texte.
Votre texte.
Votre texte.
He observes the street of his neighborhood, the faces passing by, and knows that there are so many stories yet to be told. He gets his pen, his notebook, and starts writing another story.
It will be a love story, and there will be fruits.
A las dos horas después de la medianoche del 12 de octubre de 1400, por fin apareció la costa. Era una isla llamada Guanahani.
At this very moment, there is a man straddling over a carbell, over a carbell, screaming, bowsprit, screaming,
land,
tierra firme,
land, land,
land,
land, land.
After 3 months of sailing over the Atlantic, in fear of reaching the edge of the flat earth, the infinite sea of boiling waters, the giant sea monsters, they haven't arrived yet to the Indies, but Rodrigo de Triana is practicing like an actor, talking to the winds.
Land,
I see land.
He is the son of a Muslim.
Son of a Muslim.
Sailing to the end of the world.
To the Sea of Dragons, fleeing the brutal affairs of the Catholic Inquisition.
In 1492, monsters are more merciful than Christians.
Con la luz del día bajaron a tierra Colón y algunos hombres.
At this very moment, members of the Union des Écrivains du Québec are deciding who among them will get this art subsidy that stay at the writer's house in Mexico, the annual submissive pilgrimage to Paris. They are choosing the names of those who are to read poetry in the name of all Quebecers. They are choosing the names of those who are to read poetry in the name of all Quebecers. Of those who speak French, English, Spanish, Italian, Tamil, Portuguese, Tagalog, Arabic. No need to fight. We are friends.
De vrais francophones de souche. Chacun son tour. At this very moment, in a small cafe, a man or a woman is reading a text. The audience doesn't know if it is a poem, a bad poem, or a complaint. Perhaps all of that. Yet it was Romeo who complained about the arrival of dawn, cursing in verse the birds announcing the separation from his beloved in Verona. When they leave the small cafe after the reading, perhaps they will wonder, what happened with the lost poets of Quebec? The woman from Sri Lanka, the dishwasher from Philippines, the Arab romancier from Côte d'Azur. What happened to their texts? The missing birds in our skies, so white and so blue?
Que reste-t-il de lui dans la tempête brève? Qu'est devenu mon cœur navire déserté? Hélas, il a sombré dans l'abîme du rêve.
Failure, the main symptom is the almost constant presence of worry or tension, even when there is little or no cause. Worry seems to float from one problem to another, such as family or relationship problems, work issues, money, health, and everything. Even when aware that their worries or fears are stronger than needed, a person with GAD still has to take control of them.
Failure.
story is old.
Get up. Just get up.
It isn't unique, not just special.
Just
this
get
is
up.
No just tragedy.
Get up. Just get up. Just get up. Just
the
only get up.
Tragedy
just
is
get up.
In the
just
perfect
get
sense
up.
I make. It's the hopelessness. You've felt it too.
Don't do music, you're not going to be a musician. Don't do art, you won't be an artist.
Picasso once said this. He said that all children are born artists.
I'll sing an old Blue Yodel song for you.
Yes, that's it.
All right. Tea for Tennessee, tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee, tea for Delma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. The old lady, old lady, old lady. If you don't want me, woman, you sure don't have to stall. Don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady, lady.
Jimmie Rodgers is most notably remembered as the father of country music. His most curious legacy, however, isn't found in the southern United States, but in Africa, where a selection of his records sometime in the early 1950s found their way to the Kipsigis, an Nilotic people living in Kenya's southeastern highlands. Haunted by his ghostly yodels and the uncannily familiar modes in which he strummed, the Kipsigis understood Rodgers' music as the vessel or avatar of some familiar spirit. Convinced that such strange sounds could not come from a human being, the voice was attributed to a centaur-like spirit they called Chemirocha, which is actually their pronunciation of Jimmie Rodgers' name. This half-man, half-antelope is honored in fertility rites, where young Kipsigi maidens dance seductively to the Jimmie Rodgers records, begging him to join them in a leaping dance, in hopes that Chemirocha will jump completely out of his clothes.
Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife, but told her we'd be so happy for the rest of our life. We had corn in the field, wheat in the fen, and in the woods, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had a kiss wife. She had a
The Kipsigi villagers also sing various songs to celebrate Chemirocha. One of the only recorded instances of these songs was recorded by English farmer turned ethnomusicologist Hugh Tracy, whose archive constitutes the collective musical memory of half the continent. Tracy's most outstanding recording is considered to be the following version of Chemirocha, played on a pentatonic wishbone lyre, accompanied by a pair of Kipsigi girls.
Go, go, go.
chasing nostalgia like the dragon. What's to catch but a bit of salt-crusted sadness and lies made from memories and photos, and the words, words penned down, words pinned down, words gunned down, words that dribble out of the side of loose lips, just a few small words that push against and resist all the endless growing noise that pushes in, words to be heard and words to be lost. Ready to brush away all those that to them resemble the things that fall in between the lines and the grates. Goldfish consumers swimming into the same glass ceiling, set to the rhythm of the loop pedal, set to the rhythm of the loop pedal, set to the rhythm of the loop pedal, the next 1 minute stardom, sweetheart, the remaining fraction of our constitutional 15 minutes. Beautiful flashy fins, fresh perky flesh, empty eyes, the population strives for 7 billion and we have run out of old souls. Just over 100 years ago, a sound, ephemeral. Songs were secrets shared only by those in the room around the fire, under the starlit sky. Today's stars are memories, and every inch of invisible undulation is trapped in digital format. Trapped in digital format, crappy MP3s degrading its quality like the aging body. Only those who knew it first know the beauty it once possessed. Replaced by greedy fingers grasping for an abyss of paperclip papers scrunched in small balls, stuck to sticky substances in the bottom of my recycling box, caught in virtual pixel. Nostalgia, chasing dragons, words, the words dragged out of me like oversized rusted chains I braid with my teeth. They grind and burn and ache. The words are the same as those that came before. The words are the same as those that came before and those that are to come. The words tied down like hot air balloons with thin metal strings, fixed and wagging as meaning behind them changes and transforms, leaving them as mere shells of forgotten places inside of me and between us. How can these jagged little creatures, pieced together from 26 little scraps, really give shape and meaning to the smooth, fluid, flowing river of knowledge that passes through the vessel I call me? And how can I take your words seriously when your eyes move like the ocean, and I can't even detect 90% of the minuscule, twitchy details of your skin? Why do my words always twist into cliches and lies, when the truth is wrestling at the surface, begging to strike the victims of my heart? Oh, to be a true poet and musician, only when words meet melodies in clandestine places, free from recorders and free from others, the place where only you and I exist and the universe is once again expansive and we are the most that ever was. Only then I'll rattle out bad poetry of the refuge of my dying techno box and read it when drunk and cushioned in the comfort of the sky that I once came from. Nostalgia? A dragon chases me away from the future and into the past, and all I can do, nostalgia. A dragon chases me away from the future into the past. Wordless. Wordless. Wordless.
She emerged beyond the vast, open, clear blue plains ahead, without notice, scintillating undulations, swimming to undisclosed destinations.
Thank you. Once transported through the shelter, she submerged herself once again
and felt
free. And felt free from the disturbances of the nebulous
current,
free from the unsettling presences
of lugubrious creatures. Those who attach their tentacles to your most, sacred memories and threaten to destroy your very essence. Those who befriend barnacles that live off your most prized possessions.
There would be
no more.
She could finally let go. Descending onto the streaming layers that exist far beyond the earth, she marveled at the sight of sea fans, feathered hydroids, and anemones, all breathing life, all breeding and giving life. Picked up along the way, this time by
a gentle drift,
and brought back up vertically through the crystal hues
between green and violet.
Reborn and weightless, like a beaded drop of iridescent light, she traveled.
Like a beaded drop of iridescent light, she traveled.
Pardon me.
Thank you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.